Hold on. Okay, now that the podcaster is running, Victoria's not here because he's just a stupid little whore who decided not to show up.
Anyway.
Yeah, we have... I have a few things to discuss tonight, but I was really hoping that Victoria... Maybe she can call in.
Maybe.
That's
maybe.
A good point. She can call in.
I can hear Cody. I can hear myself.
Cody and Jake, but I can barely hear myself.
Yeah,
maybe, I think you need to turn my headphones up.
I can't hear myself.
Well, you guys are super loud, in case you can't tell.
Well, yeah, I just can't
hear. How about now? Can you hear yourselves now?
That's a little loud.
I can... Oh, my gosh. That was weird.
Okay, that's gone.
Okay.
All right.
That's better now.
I cannot hear anything anymore.
No, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
Well, Jake's so busy, doesn't he have time to get on Facebook?
Perfect.
I know. Okay.
All right.
So.
Better.
We're going to get ourselves organized. And then.
Better than what? Better than this. Da 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 da. Little Women.
I'm going to have to deal with this all night.
No. just some of it.
I would like to say that you're the one that invited them.
Yeah, you invited us freaks.
Problem solved.
good job, Jake. Hey,
Suckerfish.
You
sucker
have to go through
fish.
What I went through. An entire show of silence before you can do it.
Do what?
What?
You invited me to be a part of your show last time, but I wasn't allowed to talk.
That's because nobody likes you.
Okay.
Oh, that was rude.
We're actually...
Love you, Cody.
Yeah, I was the intern that wasn't allowed to talk.
Love you, Cody.
So Facebook messaged you every time I had something to say, and you would say it
for
me.
It was probably just a move to make you feel like a bitch.
Yeah.
No offense.
Probably.
All right, so like I said, we're going to get ourselves organized a little bit better, and then we'll be...
we'll be back.
We'll be back, yes.
Could be fun.
Yeah.
Could be fun.
So Friday the 13th was yesterday.
Yeah.
Leandra.
What?
Why does this apply to you?
Because I had a really crappy day yesterday.
Why?
Yes, she did.
So I slept through my three alarms. All three of them.
Yep.
And So I literally threw on whatever was on my floor and ran out my door. Because my family doesn't drive me to school. I ride with a friend. And so I get in her car and we get to the school. And I put on my makeup at school and all that great jazz, and I'm in chemistry, and I get this text from my mom, and she's like, "You freaking left the door open and the dogs got out." So both of our dogs were completely gone. And one of them wasn't wearing his collar, so I would have been in deep trouble because we've already had to go through one court about it. And my mom was going to kill me. What else happened? There's more.
There is a lot more. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot more.
Your phone.
Oh, yeah. My phone finally cropped out, and the screen is gone. It's fantastic.
It's awesome.
Now I have a dinosaur phone that doesn't have a charger and is dead. So, anyways. What else? Oh, my mom's really mad at me.
I love how they're both not paying
attention.
Yeah,
they're both Facebooking.
Right
except
now.
For not really.
Excuse me.
I am watching the security camera footages. And there's some interesting stuff that went
Cody
on.
Cody is such a creeper.
And I have to say, a lot of it
He's
was not recording.
Oh.
Hmm?
There
it was
some...
just them effing around.
Oh.
Ooh. Joy.
I like how you said
it.
Go.
Yeah, really. Miss Clean Cut and Shaven over there. I'm trying to figure out...
They can't hear any of that.
Fuck the fucking fucker.
Okay. Victoria, who is my co-host, I just sent her... okay, so the reason that Victoria isn't here is because she got her days mixed up. She thought that she thought that we were not going to be on air this weekend, and we were going to be on air next weekend. That's not the case. It's backwards. So, where was I going with this?
I have no idea.
You said something about Victoria got her...
Oh, yeah, so I sent her this text because all you guys are here.
Yeah.
And I said... Well, okay, she told me that she had the days reversed, and she said, "How could you not remind me? My computer busted, and I'm out of Facebook or internet until I replace it at the end of the month," with her stupid little O's that she does. And I said, "Well, I thought I had higher expectations of you," which is not true. And she said, "Yeah, probably not a smart move. I'm at home, bed sick. I had the weekend off, so I've been resting. Shit, I thought you were gone this weekend." And I said, "No, well, that's next weekend. I have other co-hosts, though." And then she says, "Why do you torture me? Can anyone explain this to me?"
I have no idea.
Why? I don't get
because
it.
Because you like her.
I like her?
It's that elementary school answer, remember? Oh, she picks on you because she likes you.
Hey, that is apparently true of one of these two.
Wait, which one?
Is that the one you were talking about?
I listened to that show, and you guys were talking about, yeah, whenever I like a guy, I like to pick on them. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, that's... Okay, yeah.
What? That was that me?
I think it was you.
It was probably me.
I'm pointing at Leanne.
I don't know. I'm kind of one of those kids that, like, I'll be like, hey, you're a freak. I don't know. I'm kind of mean. But not really at all.
See, I just turned bright red.
Yeah, Taylor
and,
just... Taylor kind of goes into her, hi, guys.
Don't give me that face.
I'm going to... Why am I about to call Leandra? And we need to call...
My phone's dead. Don't call me.
I'm not
calling.
Girl.
Hold
on. 219.
That's the reason you shouldn't call me. Not because she's right next to me.
Yeah. You can call me.
We're going to try to give Victoria a call and see what happens.
Whoa. We'll see what happens.
Could be.
Hello?
Victoria!
Hello?
Do you know who this is?
Hi, Jake.
Hi. Guess what? You're on the radio with us, Victoria. You get to do your show from home. How special.
I'm not going to be doing that for long.
Aw, well, anyways, we thought we would call and say hello and get better.
Yeah, thank you. Dude, I almost didn't pick up. Your number when you call from there starts with 000.
I know, it's because we're on Skype.
Yeah, gotcha.
Anyways, so are you listening? Because you should really listen, because we're going to be talking about how my grandparents and I watched Zach and what's-her-face make a porno, so it's going to be good.
That's really awkward.
Hey, it's the awkward couple. That's what we're designed to do. So
true.
If you tune in, which I think you should, you can hear all about it.
I told you, my computer is busted.
Don't you have an iPod Touch or something?
I don't have any of my stuff with me. I have, like, completely cut off the internet. It sucks.
All right, whatever.
I'm sorry.
All right, well.
I will listen tomorrow, though. Or not tomorrow, when I can get the podcast, I guess.
That would be later tonight.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. Enjoy your show.
Yeah. Okay, slut. Anyways.
Okay.
The...
Let me tell you.
Said it was super fun hearing one side of that conversation.
Riley doesn't have any headphones because we don't have enough headphones
for
you.
Jump on with me. We can.
Yeah, you two can. Yeah. Double bang the headphones.
Double bang.
Mm. See what happens.
Double
there.
Bang. Oh gosh, my. I'm itchy. Is that bad?
What?
Itchy.
Where?
On my arm.
Okay, that's okay. That's
from rolling in the grass.
Well, why did you roll in the grass?
I told you retard, and you were like, let's roll in the grass anyway. Oh, it was fun while it lasted. Come on.
Yeah.
I was so dizzy after that,
though.
Hey,
do we have an iPod? Does the iPod cable back there? Can anyone
It's somewhere around here. Oh, wait, it's probably...
I got told it was gone.
And I was like, baby, 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 oh, baby.
Oh my God! Why are you two singing here? We need to do this again.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Fired!
Fired!
We were fired.
He just lost like 30 points.
Whatever.
And gave him to Riley.
All right.
From now on, every time you lose points, they just go straight to Riley.
Oh damn! The stakes are high.
Yeah. You've earned a lot of points. She has a ton of points.
Mm-hmm.
I have a ton of points?
Yeah.
If you have any fun Friday the 13th... What?
I have a ton of points.
I don't care. If you have any fun Friday the 13th stories, you can give us a call at 1-888-212-KLIK. For those of you who don't have any numbers on your phone, that's 1-888-212-5545. Again, slower.
Any letters on their phone?
You meant any letters.
He meant any letters.
What did I say?
Numbers. On your phone.
How would you not have any numbers on your phone? Please explain to me this.
That'd be a shitty day.
That would, yeah.
Yeah, let's call my mom at like A-A-A-B-C-D-Z-F.
That could be a phone number. I guess it wasn't long enough, but whatever.
Whatever.
Could be fun.
Okay, so yeah. Awkward Friday the 13th stories if you let your
Death
dog out
wrist.
Or
what?
Hi.
Got an STD on Friday the 13th. I don't know.
Woo.
Oh, that's the other thing that happened.
Is that
no. Totally kidding. Totally kidding.
Everyone stay away from Leandra because.
What? What?
Whatever.
I just spread
your
the
friend's
love.
Site
I spread
is still
the
broken.
Love.
You spread more than
I know.
Love.
I just had sextoday.com is still broken. Tyler Johnson, if you are out there listening, you need to fix your website.
I doubt it.
Speaking, I know. speaking of this. I have I Just Had Sex on here somewhere, I think.
And then the chicken crossed
no,
the road.
No, it's not on there anymore. It broke. Yeah,
it died.
Broken. In any case, we're going to play Jizz in My Pants because that one is equally as amusing. And it's super awkward.
I've actually never heard that one.
Are you serious?
Me
serious. All right. Here we go.
I'm a sheltered child.
It's the Lonely Island, and I'm going to go Jizz in My Pants.
Woohoo.
So funny.
Lock eyes from across the room. Down my drink while the rhythms boom. Take your hand and skip the names. No need here for the silly games. Make our way through the smoking crowd. The club is the sky and I'm on your cloud. Move in close as the lasers fly. Our bodies touch and the angels cry. Leave this place, go back to yours. Our lips first touch outside your doors. The whole night what we've got in store. Whisper in my ear that you want some more and I jizz in my pants. This really never happens, you can take my word. I won't apologize, that's just absurd. Mainly your fault for the way that you dance and
okay, now everyone else has turned back on.
Yeah.
And Cody is
so Cody is across the room.
Riley takes over for Cody. Ah!
That's good that she because
an improvement.
Not... Oh my
oh,
god.
Look, it's Jordan.
It's the sexy one.
It is.
My headphones aren't on.
Woo-hoo. Now they are.
Thank you.
Climb.
Could be a party.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Nice.
Ooh.
Oh goodness.
Oh god. I can't look
jizz
in that general direction.
In my pants.
All right.
Hey.
Taylor,
that's my spot.
I hit it twice now.
I hate you.
Taylor?
What?
I'm turning off your microphone because nobody wants to hear the sex noises.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that.
Okay.
We're all out. She's shunned.
For those of you who don't know, Jordan just showed up because he's the sexiest of the station.
Yeah.
And he and Taylor have a special relationship.
My phone is dead and it still has me logged into Facebook.
That's weird.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Hey, what were we going to talk about besides...
That girl getting stuck in the swing.
That
oh,
was funny.
Yeah.
So that was good.
The DJs, except for Jordan.
Lame. Lame.
All the DJs except for Jordan
Lame.
Were at City Park. And some girls got stuck in the swings.
It was and there was like a gaggle swings. Of girls that took like it took like a whole gaggle of
it,
them.
Yeah, it took like six of them.
And they were like recording it on like five phones. And
Jordan, nobody can hear you.
Yeah, nobody
so
cares.
So therefore nobody cares. Can you hear me? No, you cannot. Nope.
No.
Nope. Nope.
Not even existing.
Nope. Anyways, I would prefer that we save the good topics of, like, me making pornos with my grandma, only not.
There is no good way to take
no,
that.
I don't
at all.
Want to hear that story yeah. ever, so I don't really care.
I think I'm
going
to have to excuse myself from that one.
Well, somebody throw me my jacket.
Your jacket.
And, Cody, you're sitting on my purse, like, on my $400 camera, on my... very sensitive box of sticks. Thank you. Thank you.
Awkward turtle.
Well, I didn't want to. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyways. Continuing
Jordan,
on.
Do you have any fun Friday the 13th stories? Or.
You could put them on.
I feel like I can't hear any. Well, I can. Never mind. I lied.
Or, what was the other thing that we were talking about? Oh, yeah. So, basically, the story was that, my grandma and I were watching Changing Lanes or something on HBO or one of those other stupid little premium movie channels. And that movie ended and we were bored.
I'm sorry.
No, that is not the end of the story. Don't jump to conclusions.
Anyway.
Instead, two channels down after Changing Lanes was Zach and Marie Make a Porno. And I was like, oh, I heard that movie's really funny. And so she put it on.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
And we watched that movie for like 30 minutes or so.
I think
so
you were texting
before.
Me.
Was
me?
I was definitely
so.
On Facebook because I could not handle that the awkwardness that that movie created.
I don't know.
Without being on Facebook.
Yeah.
And
I was talking to you. I remember that. Because you're like, I'm watching Zach and Miriam make a porno with my grandma. And I was like, well, that's lovely.
It's a kind of a once in a, you know...
Lifetime thing. You know, could be fun.
God damn it. Jordan, as long as you don't make any sex noises, I will turn on your microphone.
Ow! That was my shoulder.
She just got nailed.
That was her shoulder. Thank her very much.
Oh my gosh.
Jordan! No sex noises.
he looks like he really wants to.
She's better at it.
I cannot handle this. There's
yes, 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 Cody, yes.
Yes, you can.
What? Yes.
It is change I can you read can it from believe here. In, Jake.
Yes. Yes.
Just be like Obama. Yes, we can.
Oh, goodness.
Change.
Change what exactly?
He said Obama, Jake. Obama.
I know that he said Obama.
What?
What?
Did you go to Algiers?
What is Why Algiers? Are you not talking into a goddamn microphone?
Did any of you go to Algiers?
Thank you.
I don't know what Algiers is, so that would be bar negative under the alley for me. Cat. What?
It's the hookah bar under the alley cat.
None of us are 18 except for Jake.
So Jake...
I did not go to the
is
hookah
this
bar.
The new one?
Yeah, they're new.
Okay, it definitely smells...
New?
Like Algiers.
Awkward. It might be the microphone itself. Just saying.
Could be fun.
Did I just hit Cody in the face with that mic?
Yes!
Oh, damn. That's okay. Good. So if you have awkward things to say about your grandparents, like, I watched...
My grandpa walked down the hall naked once when I was standing there.
I was playing Sorry with my grandma, and she decided to inform me that taking my grandpa out was better than sex, and I was 7. It was great. It was good. Then she had to explain it to me.
Okay, I do have an awkward story.
Oh, boy.
My grandma made a sex reference while we were sitting down to dinner as a family.
Oh.
I had cousins there. My mom was there. My uncles and aunts were all there. Cody, you're killing me here.
Cody, not in a stop mic. Being a creeper, and I can't even see where it's pointing.
Jizz in my pants.
Okay.
Okay, so my grandma, we're sitting there. We're playing a card game, and
scandalous.
It's a card. I hate you, Jordan.
I love you too, Riley.
It's a card game where you
tangled mess outside.
A card game where you have to make a lot of noise to get like people's attention.
Oh,
and
I think I've played that
my cousin Sarah says something like, I bet your neighbors don't appreciate this, because she lives in a duplex and she shares a wall in the room that we were in. And my grandma's response was, oh no, they hear you and me and your grandpa all the time. And we all looked at each other and were like, no.
We used to live in this like apartment complex, and the walls were pretty thin, and my room was right next door to my mom's room. And yeah, that was not a good situation. I could
knock that shit off. It does.
Yeah, I could constantly hear whatever was going on in my mother's room with her and her friend who came over.
Awesome.
Her friend. Yeah.
My mom's an eHarmony whore.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
My parents told me to put headphones on when I went to bed when I came home for Christmas break one time.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I'm getting way too many instant messages to...
I just...
Oh, God.
Jake, you message me so much that I just leave your frickin' window open.
What?
Sweetheart, your mic is off.
Are you serious? Yeah, because
Jake
your fucking
you.
Boyfriend was being like...
No. Okay, I have an awkward story about
Sorry,
my grandpa.
Tell your awkward
Which
story.
Awkward
okay.
story?
Don't give the microphone.
It's called
anyone.
My grandpa randomly decided to kiss me.
Oh, I heard this one.
Sorry, continue, Taylor.
What? You know what? Maybe I just won't tell you my grandpa's story.
I could tell the story.
Tell the story.
Okay,
someone tell the story.
Basically, her grandpa decided that he wanted a kiss from Taylor, and she was like, this is awkward. And he didn't want to kiss on the cheek, he wanted to kiss on the lips. So he kissed her on the lips, and then in the car on the way home, her and her dad were having a conversation. She was like, my grandpa kissed me on the lips, and he was like, ew, that's gross. And now every time she's there, she remembers it.
That's why I have to... Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I have to turn my head every time he leans in for a hug
now. Yes.
Okay, wait. So it was Leandra's...
No,
grandpa.
It was her.
It was my grandpa.
Your grandpa. Yeah,
I was just telling his story.
On the lips.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was Leandra's grandpa, which made it way worse. And I was like, yeah, I would be freaked, but...
Hey, grandpa.
Jake, stop being a nerd over there.
I'm really glad that my grandparents aren't listening right now.
Oh my gosh.
Don't worry, it's okay. I'm having an angry coding session tonight.
My grandma usually listens. So.
Are you?
Yes, because the Eagles lost.
Bummer.
Wait, we better program tonight.
Just yeah, really, we better move up Geek Night to be like right now, because if he's pissed off... Well, hey,
I don't have a
that probably works out better for me, too, economically, because then I don't have to come down here again in 2 weeks.
Let me think of this from an economic standpoint.
I hate you so
Let
much,
Let me
Jordan.
Think of this from all angles.
If I factor in this and that, makes sense to come in 1 second later.
Could be fun.
This is the story of Jake's life.
It is. Because I'm too poor, which I'm not rich, Riley. I'm too poor to drive to Fort Collins every day.
It's because he funds Click
SUV, yeah, and because I fund Click.
Why are you yelling at me for everything?
Because
true story.
It is not
That's
my fault that you are low on funds. Okay, rich boy.
It's
okay,
weird. I can't hear myself.
I swear to God, that's because
you don't have headphones on, huh?
Just
nope.
In my pants.
You and Taylor can just share the headphones. All right, you're close enough.
They could
enough.
Probably like put it on both of their ears.
Exactly, because they just go. Pop,
yeah,
and then it'll work.
They're close enough.
I don't know. We need to
Cody's
play a song because we have been
something.
Talking for way too long. Where did the podcaster go? All right, this is Roll Up by Wiz Khalifa. Enjoy, I suppose. Hold on. The best feeling in the world is watching someone talk that you don't care about what they're saying in here, and then you just you don't listen to them. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Jake, you're kind of a...
You're a prick. That's all I have to say to you.
Hey, Cody, speak.
I am.
Okay, good. Yeah. We can hear you.
Well, apparently my story doesn't matter, Jordan.
I liked your story.
What was
it was a good story.
I was not listening to your story because I was listening to this song.
Yeah, no, and Jake's then you turned the mics on in the middle of it and then said, you know what's great? When you don't give a fuck about what people are saying and you don't have to listen to them.
There you go.
Hey,
and
you
now
should...
he's texting.
Yeah, now
you
he's not listening.
You can suck my
what?
Dick, Jake. You
Jake.
Can suck my dick.
What?
Please turn us on, please.
Don't turn them
on.
Hello. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. They're turned on. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sex noises are soon to come.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see how it is.
Well, you said we are turned on.
Yeah.
And so, I mean. That's what I was going with.
All right.
How red is Jordan right now? It's pretty hard to tell in this kind of light.
Yeah.
But it's.
He's not red at all.
I'm not talking. Oh,
red.
Shit. Not Jordan. Taylor.
Yeah,
I'm getting them all mixed up.
Well,
now.
No, you're about as red as she is, though.
It's probably because it's hot.
It's not that hot.
I'm sitting by the air conditioner. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what I was
Anyways.
He's special.
He's just special.
I was going to say he was like a radish or something in the heat, but I don't know how that would work.
He's just special.
I don't know how
K.
I feel about this.
Special
Where
thing.
Did I put what my god?
Oh, he's like a lobster.
Topics.
He turns red when it gets hot.
Awkward turtle. All right, not really.
Then. Hey. Riley.
What?
I'm like, making
wait a minute.
With this
Actually,
mic.
Leandra, sorry.
What?
You're the sluttiest of the people in the room.
What?
You're the sluttiest?
I just called. What?
Are you
How
sure
many
that's
times?
Cody?
Cody, I need you to answer a question for me.
Okay.
How many times have you gone to bed with an article of clothing on and then woken up and it's gone?
Oh, I know
I've done
story.
That, actually.
Three times?
I can't say I've
have
ever
you?
Done that.
Yeah, I have.
Wow. I do it like every night because I wear socks to bed and my socks.
Yeah.
Really, like,
well,
my socks
okay.
Off. Does
the
that
socks
count?
I'll sleep with socks on. It's just like impossible well, like, for me.
I just fall asleep and then they're gone.
Me too.
Like in Taylor's bed, I've lost like 5 socks.
Taylor steals your socks.
Okay, now that's awkward right there.
She's creep.
Who's? What
Didn't
was
we talk about taking people's socks off to turn them on earlier?
Yeah, yeah we did.
Taylor's bed, good times.
Yeah. Wait. Oh no. 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 No.
We I don't remember exactly how that happened.
What happened?
I don't know.
But I
there
remember
were two
it had something to do
like,
with Willie.
Taylor
there were two
did it twice.
There were two different conversations that got morphed together incorrectly.
Yeah, and
one
it was
of them
super
had,
fucking funny.
Oh yeah. So one of the okay, my friend Willie quoted the stand-up comedian that was saying that like all you have to do to turn on a guy is take off a sock.
Yeah, and they
and
were talking
they
about
talking
Taylor's
about,
phone
yeah,
ringing.
Taylor's
class.
Phone ringing in
and
class.
And she's like, "Oh, that happened twice.
Twice
in history
and once
in
chemistry." And she is bright red again. Let's all look at her funny.
I like that noise you make.
shit.
I taught her that.
No.
Pachano.
Like ticking
so it
noises.
Sounds like no. It sounds like the Dane Cook thing with the crab that's chasing after you in the dream.
Hold my gosh! Yes,
I can probably find that one.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Yes, maybe. I can't. I don't know what it's called.
A plus.
Does anyone know what that skit is called?
Okay, it definitely smells like Algiers, and it's really starting to bug me.
Then
I know for a fact you are not 18, Mister.
I know.
Why have you ever been into a hookah
bar? I haven't been into Algiers.
What are you talking about?
It's under the alley cat, so it fills the alley cat with smell.
I have never, ever smelled hookah.
We're
going to
go over
the
there tonight.
Cat. I don't want to go to the
moped.
Alley cat. You know what?
The moped is at City Park.
Yeah, you are... No, it's not. It's in the parking
lot,
Jake.
I just hit it. What?
Yeah, because...
I just hit the moped out front. I know it's here.
It's in pieces in the parking lot.
That was last night.
Shit happened.
But no, it's in
Thursday
pieces
Thursday
again.
Thursday night, I mean.
It's still
this
a
second time.
I know what night it is.
Uh-huh. Yep, same parking spot.
Special K.
Same accident. I can growl too. See, so so can she.
I'm not good at growling. Wait, what was that voice? What was that voice that I was doing for our show? Do you remember?
Which one?
It was my growling. Oh, it was my Batman voice.
No, it wasn't your Batman voice.
My Batman is the Batmobile.
No, it wasn't.
I am Batman.
Nobody's listening.
Batman. I have throat cancer. Because I'm Batman.
You're a freak.
My moped is still the Batmobile.
We still need to get you that sticker.
All I heard was Batmobile.
My moped? Yeah, it's the Batmobile.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That's pretty crazy.
It was dead one time, and so I had to do the kickstart.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting there just kicking it over and over and over again. And JD was with me, and it was raining, so we thought we were totally fucked. And then out of the clear blue, JD's just like, Batmobile. And as soon as she did that, it was like, vroom! And we're like, yes! So.
Oh, that's great.
Now it's the Batmobile.
I'm sorry, were you talking?
Oh, death glare.
Wah, wah, wah. That's what I hear when Jake talks.
He has been mean to me all
I'm
day, Jordan.
I'm glad someone else is ignoring me.
All day, Jordan. He has been calling me a bitch all day.
True story.
She has
it's
been
a
bitch
story.
All day.
You Jake's can suck
gonna,
my dick
Jake's
all day.
Jake's going to be extra sensitive to
Jake!
Riley.
That's go make really a loud. Sandwich. Now.
Does Ben realize he needs
all
to
right,
be completely out here by 6 tomorrow?
Willie, I know you're out there listening. I know you are. I need you to call 888-212-5... Well, first go outside because I know you don't get any cell reception in that damn apartment of yours. And then go outside and go call 888-212-5545 and tell me if Riley has been a bitch today.
And then make me a sandwich.
Or if it's just me being sensitive.
He's being
and help Jake make me a sandwich.
I vouch
he's
for
been
that.
Extra sensitive and sassy today.
He's sassy for most of
sassy
the time
sauce.
We were together.
That's true.
And every time I would take a breath in, you would be like, "Why
bitch.
Are you being a bitch?" And
stop
I'm like,
stealing
yeah.
my fucking oxygen. That's why.
Yes, and I'm the bitchy one, and you're not overly sensitive.
Yes.
Good call. Good call.
Oh goodness.
Steal my high quality oxygen.
That's right. Stop
all of
it.
You.
This is premium oxygen. You need to go breathe elsewhere.
I feel like that
while we wait for Willie to call, because he better fucking call. If you don't, Willie, I'm not coming over to your house.
Dun dun dun.
And oh wait,
we have that sound effect.
Yeah, we have a much better sound effect for that. Hold on,
that's my favorite game.
Oh wait,
I like the bird at the beginning.
Sorry,
but which one is it?
We went over sound effects on Thursday.
I like to play that when Taylor walks in the room.
Okay.
I think I'm going to play that noise whenever Jordan and Taylor cuddle on the couch.
Oh.
Probably a better
one.
That will be all show then, seriously.
Which one is it?
They're still cuddling, unfortunately.
Which one is it?
Nope.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh.
Cody, there's only one dun 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 sound effect in the whole library.
Cody is special K.
Sound effects.
Now Cody's being a bitch.
Cody's special K.
I'm always being a bitch, aren't I?
Yeah.
Cool.
He finally admits
admit
it.
That.
He finally admits it.
We love
what
you, Cody, sometimes
do? Oh, yeah,
on
I was
Tuesdays,
out a song.
Except not.
I think I would think I had written in the stars.
Oh, man.
Does anyone hate that song?
Will you knock it off?
All right.
Goodness gracious.
Skype!
Written in the stars, a million miles away, a message to the main. Oh,
can hiss than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, baracks. Man, I'm like a young gun, fully black, barack. I cry teardrops over the massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and bat. Look at my jacket and hat, so damn berserk, so down to earth. I'm bringing gravity back, adopted by the major. I want my family back. People work hard just to get all their salary tax. Look, I'm just a writer from the ghetto like Mallory Black. Man, where the hell for the sanity at? Damn, I used to be the kid that no one cared about. That's why you have to keep screaming till they hear you out.
Hey, hey, lots of children have been born on one big misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Hey, that was both of us, Taylor.
I was one of those.
Yeah, so was I.
There are a lot of accidents in this room.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's Leandra, me, and Jordan.
Party over here.
I was planned.
Yeah, who's me?
Planned as well.
What?
Me is Taylor.
My mom was high and decided to
my parents
to
were drunk.
This guy. Yeah.
My mom was staying at my dad's house.
Believe it or not, I was planned.
That is surprising, kind of, considering your parents.
Was Cody planned?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah.
Damn.
And given recent events, it's amazing they actually wanted me.
Yeah.
So it's the planned ones that we have to worry about. They're the ones who are whores.
Got it.
Whoa.
Yeah, us accident childs are just bomb.
Accident childs
are just... You know what? The English language is dumb.
You're dumb.
It is.
I think it's operator problems, Taylor.
You know, user error happens late at night after we've pretty much run around Fort Collins all day.
Is it time to meet at the corner?
Actually,
quickcorner.com.
One of you four does need to work the corner tonight. We're getting a little low.
I already told Cody he's got to pick up Leander's slack, so he needs to get his extra tall boots out.
You've never seen clickcorner.com?
I think Jake sent
corner.clickradio.org.
Yeah.
Pull it up, Jake.
I don't know.
Steal my thunder.
Pull it up anyways, Jake.
We have... Okay.
I have to pee.
I don't think anyone...
Well, yeah, I saw that, but, like, is there any other story to it, or...
You go to the corner of Mulberry and College for a good time.
Yeah.
I don't...
Do you not get it?
I do, but I... Okay. I get it. I give.
Don't inhale it.
Taylor, stop that.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do so that I don't have to worry about this? I'm going to play a lot of songs off my iPod and then...
No, don't.
Well, we won't have to listen to them.
But then you got to turn the podcaster on and off all night.
No, I'm just going to hit pause and let it not do anything.
Even while we're talking.
Did we already hang up on Willie?
No, he's still there.
Are you sure?
I'm number crunchy for rent and car.
Yes. Huh. I guess. We are not going to play Smile City, though. That is a... No.
You know what you should play, Jake? Oh,
no. What?
Fireflies.
I will fucking kill... Wait a minute.
Oh, Taylor, it's my sound effect,
Wait.
Hold on.
This is my sound effect, by the way.
Mine.
Oh, Dane Cook. That's who you're talking about.
Are you okay there, Jake?
Hold on, it's not in alphabetical order.
It's not in alphabetical order.
I feel like that's awesome.
I'll fucking kill you!
I don't remember who I was gonna fucking kill, but
me.
You. I'm sorry.
Go figure.
I didn't remember.
Are you serious, man?
That was my son.
Are you Jake, serious, are you serious, man?
Are you serious? We should actually play that whole video. It's so funny.
Okay, TJ's status, I heart penis, his mom commented on it. This must be the reason people are calling to congratulate me on my son's coming out.
His mother posted that on Facebook.
Aww.
Funny, funny, funny.
Ben Nelson, what a dick.
And Caitlin Fossilini, some girl he had a thing with for like 2 days, says, knew it.
Wow. I feel bad for TJ.
I don't.
Well, we know you don't, Riley.
No, I mean, I love TJ.
Go make a sandwich. Heart,
but he's...
What?
Where's Peter? I'm hungry.
I know. Peter.
Let's call Peter.
Peter.
Is he just going to magically appear if you guys say his
name? Do we
name
have like a Peter
nationwide
signal, like a
is
bat
on
signal
your
only for Peter?
It's a giant P.
Ah.
With Shamrock. Because he's Irish.
Oh. All right.
As am I.
I feel like you're trying to seduce me, given the look in your eyes. It's really
well, you know the luck of the Irish.
It was actually really creepy.
You know how I am, Jake.
I know. I know.
I did ecstasy before. You ever do that? like it's cool. You ever do that? It's fun. Did it in Miami. Boy, that was... I know, I went there, I was in between shows like 2 years ago. I was like, I'm going to go down to this techno club and by myself. Yeah, I walk in there.
There we go.
She asked me to dance 2 hours ago. We're still going with this. Your songs last so long.
Yeah, Willie.
You don't know when they get off, you're just dancing with all 400 people. And everybody's high on drugs. I guess they're on E. They call it E in ecstasy.
E. Are you Ian?
Some beautiful girl.
Are you Ian? Yeah. I want to talk to you. Are you Ian?
No, I'm Pablo.
No, I'm serious.
Yes, I'm Pablo.
No, are you on ecstasy?
Ecstasy? What does that do?
It makes you horny.
I'm like, shit, I'm on it right now.
Wait, what are you playing on the air right now? What are you playing on the air right now?
She goes, I'm serious. If you want some, I'll sell you some. I go, how much is it? And she goes, it's $40. And if you buy some, we'll go back to your hotel. I'm like, let's do it.
So I reach in my pocket. And they get the money, and I realize I'm doing a drug deal on the dance floor. I swear to God. I swear to God. And I go, man, you know what? The police could be out there. Like undercover police. So I had to make it look like a dance. She gives me these two pills, I swear to God. And stamped on them is the Mitsubishi sign. Yeah, I guess they stamped the drugs with, like, you know, Superman or Mitsubishi. And I'm like, Mitsubishi makes this? No wonder they sell a lot of cars. So I figured, Mitsubishi really did this. Wouldn't that be cool? That'd be great if they really did, though. You know, it'd be like, would you like a mint before you go on to the showroom? You're like, oh, I love this car. I love this car. I'm going to hump the tailpipe. It's going to get really exhausting. So I take both of these pills. Clunk. Right? Yeah. Okay, so we have some people who done it. Because I didn't know you were supposed to take one. She's like, take one now. And in 10 hours, take another one. Wait, I just took both of those. What's that? I just took both of those.
She's like, I gotta go. I'm like, no, come back, Sandy. You just can't walk out of a drive-in movie. So next thing you know, I'm just going to the nightclub and the bouncer looks at me. Yo, man. Yo, man, are you okay? And I walk up to him. I just took 2 hits of Mitsubishi Ecstasy. Are you serious? Are you serious, man? Yes, I just took 2 hits of Mitsubishi. I'm over here, man. Yes. I took 2 hits of Mitsubishi Ecstasy. Oh, man. What's going to happen? You either gonna go to jail or you gonna die. But the good news is you're gonna feel really good. I'm going, please, what do I do? How long did you take it? 10 minutes ago. 10 minutes ago? Then you at least got 15 minutes before it kicks in. You gotta be in a hotel or something. So I'm like, my hotel is like, you know, 8 blocks away. So I figure, okay, I'll go. Kid, I need you, pal. Kid. I get into my car, right? Yeah, it was a Hertz. You know, I didn't want. Yeah, I didn't want it to get towed. So I'm driving, and I see my hotel room. South Beach is packed with people. I'm going 2 feet every 5 minutes. Get the hell out of the way! Before I have sex with all you guys in a conga line. I'm driving, and all of a sudden this warm feeling. Something warm inside. So new world. Oh.